Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some patchy fog early on today, staying sunny with our high nearing 78. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 53. More sunshine throughout Friday with a high nearing 80, before a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Friday night with a low around 59. Showers may continue throughout the day on Saturday with a high of 79 and more showers Saturday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 43 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A man accused of raping and kidnapping three women over a stretch of 17 months is going to trial. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagi says that Paul Covino Mendez was bound over for trial in Shawnee County Court on Wednesday. Mendez has been charged with three counts of rape, three counts of aggravated criminal sodomy, three counts of kidnapping, two counts of aggravated assault, and breach of privacy. Kagi filed formal criminal charges against Mendez in February of last year. Mendez remains jailed on a $1 million bond. Garden City Public Schools are offering free meals for kids this summer. The meals are similar to ones served to students during the school year. The meals will include an entree as well as fresh fruits and vegetables. USD 457 Summer Food Service Program, which includes a grab-and-go meal service as well as a mobile meals program, will begin on Monday, June 6th at a variety of locations. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Security of payroll, down payment, APR, term, and vehicle with proof of second fees, expires month's end.
Just after 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the Topeka Police Department says officers were called to the Dillons at 2010 Southeast 29th Street with reports of a stabbing. Officers said a male victim was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Topeka Police Department also said the possible suspect vehicle was found in the 2200 block of Southwest Edgewater Terrace, where an area search was conducted. However, the suspect was not found. Anyone with information about the crime should call the Shawnee County Crime Stoppers at 785-234-0007. A Manhattan man has been arrested more than a year after Riley County officers allegedly found illegal drugs in his home. The Riley County Police Department daily arrest report indicates that on Tuesday, officers arrested Eladio Fuentes Alvarez Jr., 43, of Manhattan, for failure to appear and a slew of other alleged drug crimes. Alvarez was booked into the Riley County Jail. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit against prosecutors filed by the family of a white Nebraska bar owner who killed himself after being charged in the fatal shooting of a black man. U.S. District Judge John Girard said in an order on Tuesday that there is no legal basis to conclude that Douglas County prosecutors are liable for the death of 38-year-old Jake Gardner. Gardner's parents accused Douglas County Attorney's Office, its top prosecutor, and a special prosecutor of violating Gardner's constitutional rights. Gardner was charged with manslaughter and other felonies in the May 30th, 2020 shooting death of 22-year-old James Scurlock outside Gardner's downtown Omaha bar. A woman from Torrington has been arrested in Scotts Bluff on child abuse charges. Officers were dispatched to Safeway in regards to a child who had been left in a locked car that was not running. Police did get in contact with the mother. She identified herself as 33-year-old Lisa Dominguez. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Medicare fraud hurts us all. When thieves steal from Medicare, there's less money for the health care you really need. Kansas Senior Medicare Patrol's volunteers help educate Medicare beneficiaries in the fight against health care fraud. If you have questions about potential fraud and abuse, call 1-800-860-5260. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Valley Heights USD 498 Board of Education will hold a special meeting this evening at 5:30 in the Valley Heights Board office to approve an election resolution for a bond election August 30th. Community Memorial Healthcare will host a reception Friday, June 3rd, to honor the retirement of Dr. Kenneth Dunzing. The event will be held at his home south of Blue Rapids. The public is invited to attend a come-and-go reception from 3 until 9 p.m. Dr. Dunzing has been practicing rural medicine in Marshall County for 39 years and has served as medical director for the Frankfort Community Care Home for over 30 years. Again, a come-and-go reception is planned this Friday, 3 until 9 p.m. at the home of Dr. Kenneth Dunzing, south of Blue Rapids. Big Blue River Days in Marysville are this Friday and Saturday. Kate Tomer Martinez with the Marysville Chamber Main Street expects a busy weekend.
Yeah, so we kick off on Friday night at 5:30. We have the Friday night cruising. We have our VIP night, which is our little get together for our sponsors at 6 p.m. We also have Before the Dawn starting at 6 p.m. and Tribute Trio. Our live band will be at 9 p.m. Our third annual cornhole tournament will be at 7:30, and we will be taking registrations the day of. And then we go into Saturday with the 15th KCBS Big Blue Barbecue Contest, and then the 31st Autofest Car Show. Platinum Dance Performance will be at 1 p.m. We'll have our Kids Inflatable Zone at 10 a.m. We'll have Beer Olympics at 5:30. It's $50 per team, and you can sign up the day of at 5:30. And then we have Rewind at 6 p.m. and Fast Times Vigil Annie at 9 p.m. Come out and enjoy some live music, some good food, and enjoy looking at some nice cars.
Join Kate Tomer Martinez as our public affairs guest this weekend during Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. She's excited about a new event in conjunction with the Big Blue River Days this year, the Beer Olympics.
So we actually had a committee member do one in Lincoln last summer, and they had a lot of fun. We thought we were trying to put in a new idea and replace. Last year we did the Beer Mile, and that had been an event last couple of years previous. But we wanted to add something a little bit different, get a younger group involved, and so we thought this would be a perfect activity for that.
Evelyn M. Anderson, age 95, of Marysville, passed away May 23rd. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial at a later day at Fort Snelling's, Minnesota. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Anderson. Daryl Lee Zimmerman, age 42, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Daryl Zimmerman. Jean P. Hart, age 81, of Burchard, passed away Tuesday. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Burchard, interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Jean Hart. Robert R. Mosteller, age 93, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ray Moss Steller. Tracy C. Stewart, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements currently pending with burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. The Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Tracy Stewart. Peggy Ann Schneider, age 71, of Summerfield, passed away May 28th. Memorial service is pending at this time with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Peggy Schneider. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swedish meatballs with egg noodles, broccoli, and strawberries and bananas. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, macaroni and cheese, peas, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What goes best with barbecue? More barbecue. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville invites you down to Big Blue River Days this weekend. Worked up an appetite looking at all them nice cars? Order online or in person. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. You haven't had barbecue until you've had Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and slightly warmer today. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the mid-70s throughout Missouri. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid-50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the mid-50s throughout Missouri. More sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. There will be a slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early June, 82. Record high on this date, 99. The average low, 60, and the record low, 43 this morning. Sunset this evening, 8:48. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03. Again, a chilly start at a record 43 degrees with sunshine. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 2nd of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
You've still got time to get those plants in the ground before Mother Nature turns up the thermostat. The Riverside Market in Blue Rapids has 40% off all annuals, including garden plants and hanging arrangements. Plan to bring your appetite along so you can try one of the delicious sandwiches from the deli. That's 40% off all annuals at the Riverside Market along the highway in Blue Rapids.
The defending Stanley Cup champs laid low, and Rogers rakes. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Rangers struck first and then kept on striking on their way to a 6-2 win over the defending champion Lightning.
Tries to come out in front, feed to Hedl, he scores! The kids do it again! Philip Hedl!
On WEPN, two goals in the game for Hedl, who scored 7 goals in these playoffs after scoring just 8 during the entire regular season. Baseball, Brendan Rodgers launched 3 homers, including a walk-off shot in the 10th, as the Rockies beat the Marlins 13-12.
And hit well to left field. It's got a chance to be the game winner. It is gone!
on KOA. That was the nightcap of a doubleheader. Miami won the opener 14-1. And the lowly Pirates got an 8-4 win to complete a sweep of the powerhouse Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. Astros ace Justin Verlander took a no-hitter into the seventh against the A's, but then allowed three runs to blow a 1-0 lead. Houston came back with four in the top of the ninth to win 5-4. The Mets won their fifth straight, 5-0 over the Nationals. Soccer, Ukraine's national team played its first official match since Russia invaded, beating Scotland 3-1 in a World Cup qualifier.
The referee says play on, and there could be a third goal here. Sofic scores 3-1, game, set, and match for Ukraine, who lift the hearts of a devastated nation.
On ESPN2, Ukraine advances and will face Wales with a ticket to the World Cup on the line. French Open tennis, women's semifinal action, American Coco golf tangles with Martina Trevisan. College basketball, Gonzaga star Drew Timmy announced he's withdrawing from the NBA draft and returning to the Bulldogs for his senior season. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
The annual Washington County Rodeo is Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th. Performance at 7:30 each evening, with free barbecue Friday for each rodeo admission and children's stick horse races both nights. Advanced discount tickets available now at CJ Express locations in Marysville and in Washington at both Vet Clinics and Bob's Locker. Rodeo Dance follows each evening with Southern Satellite Friday and Tim Strothman with Wilder Horses Saturday night at 9. Dance admission is free with your rodeo ticket or a $5 cover charge. Washington County Rodeo Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says he expects the Senate Ag Committee to easily approve a pair of bills this month reforming livestock markets. One would mandate minimum levels of cash trading in cattle markets. The second would require an appointment of a special investigator at USDA's Packers and Stockyards Division. No indication of they'll be moving in the House or not if they are passed successfully out of the Senate. U.S. exported $3.94 billion worth of U.S. ag commodities to Taiwan in 2021. That's an 18% jump from 2020, making Taiwan the sixth largest foreign market for U.S. ag products, according to USDA's Foreign Ag Service. It marked the second largest year ever for Taiwanese imports from the U.S., behind the 2018 spike of $4.08 billion. Rising U.S. beef and dairy shipments were key to the big year in 2021. The U.S. shipped a record $668 million worth of beef to Taiwan in 2021, a 21% increase from 2020. Taiwan imported a record $167 million worth of U.S. dairy products, and a 15% increase from 2020. And the Government Accountability Office says the U.S. needs a comprehensive national strategy on broadband access to prevent overlap among the 100 federal programs intended to expand the service. GAO said the efforts to avoid duplication of grants can disenfranchise still underserved rural areas who had previously received assistance. GAO also found significant differences in statutory requirements and definitions across various programs. Congress may need to change some of the laws to better align with the program, the report said. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, two-year-olds, for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday to you. Market's opening up here in just a little bit. Yesterday, for a Wednesday in the middle of the week, we saw kind of a change, a lot of volatility in the markets yesterday as we started off mostly higher across the board for the grains and the livestock. Then we saw grain market mostly drop into the red the further along we went through the day, with a bit of a correction in the markets. In the corn market especially, they dipped down further on as July corn finished up 22 and a quarter cent lower on the day at 731 and a quarter. September was also down 21 and a quarter cent to 703 and three quarters. Wheat market mostly lower here as July was down by 37 and a quarter to 1128 and a quarter. September also down 36 and three quarters yesterday to 1135 and a quarter overall. In the soybeans, they kind of saw some back and forth, some green, red, and then back up into the positive as they wrapped up for the day, with July soybeans finishing 7 cents higher, 216.90 and a quarter. August also down in the green by 4 3/4, 216.25 even a bushel. Meal market slightly lower here on the days. July was down $2.10 at 412.70. August down 3.30 on the day, 247.10. Soybean oil a little bit higher there, with July soybean oil up 19 cents at 78.11. August was up by 36 cents at 76 at 74. Cotton market, not a whole lot of movement on the day yesterday, but it was mostly lower, with July cotton down $2.92, sitting at 136.06. October was down 3.48, bit of a hit there to 126.60. And the oats market as well saw some green in the later futures, but early futures were down 23 1/4 to 646.5. Real quick in the livestock market, mostly higher numbers there from yesterday, with live cattle for June up $2.27 to 132.80. August was up 252 at 132.90. Feeder cattle saw some big jumps, with August up $4.60 at 169.72. Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. A short run of cattle today, just about 80 head on the early consignments. We'll include a bucket calf, 28 black and red fall calving cows, 4 to 5 months bred, running age, bred to red and black. 3 black and red cow calf pairs, 2 red, 1 black cow, 2 black and 1 black and white face calf, 5 to 6 year old open cows. 8 Charlotte Cross steers and heifers weighing 450 to 6. 15 black and baldy steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6. 10 Charlotte Cross steers and heifers 5 to 6. And 14 black and red steers weigh 5 to 6. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Do you keep seed in your bird feeder even during the summer months? A look at the pros and cons today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 2nd, the 153rd day of the year. Comedian Dana Carvey has a birthday, and actor Patrick Stewart was knighted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace on this day in 2010. Have you been told it's harmful to leave out birdseed during the summer months? The argument goes that feeding will disrupt the bird's natural foraging instinct and make them dependent on handouts. The fact is, though, birds will forage for natural food no matter what. They simply rely on your feeder to supplement their diet. In late spring and early summer, natural food supplies become depleted. New crops haven't matured, and birds are busy raising their families. Chances are they'll appreciate your feeder now more than ever. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY after reporting a record low at 43 overnight, snapping a 45-degree previous record. We're up to 46 with sunshine this hour. Forecast high is warming near 80 today.
K-
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Wichita State softball accomplished another first in program history Wednesday evening with the announcement of Addison Barnard and Sydney McKinney earning National Fast Pitch Coaches Association second team All-America honors. Wichita State has never had multiple All-America selections until 2022. McKinney also became the first two-time All-American in school history after becoming the program's initial NFCA All-American in 2021. McKinney was third team choice as a sophomore. This is the first NFCA All-American honor for Barnard, who just completed a stellar sophomore campaign. Rookie Connor Pilkington struck out 8 5 innings for his first major league win, and the Cleveland Guardians beat the Kansas City Royals 4-0 to complete a 3-game sweep yesterday. Kansas City has now dropped 11 of 13 and has the worst record in the majors at 16-33. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
A little girl, a little small for her age, a little too slow.